Track 8, and as there's no letters from the editor this week, it's on with the news. Choral Society prepares for Carl Jenkins tribute concert. Following their Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat concert in May of last year, Teen Choral Society presented an uplifting performance of a varied programme of both traditional and more unusual Christmas pieces last month. The audience themselves contributed immensely to the evening's atmosphere at St James in Teignmouth by their enthusiastic singing of well-loved carols, culminating in an inspiring performance of O Come All Ye Faithful. The Society's next concert in May will in part be a tribute to the really significant composer Carl Jenkins in his 80th year. The Society will be singing his motets, a set of intimate and spiritually uplifting choral works that feature new works but also movements from his most popular works, including The Armed Man, his Requiem, Ademius, and The Peacemakers. And after the success of May 2023, we will be returning to the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, together with the pithy lyrics of Tim Rice, in a suite of songs from Phantom of the Opera. Pianist Carol Massey is an inspiring accompanist who also brings a great sense of humour to rehearsals. And there's a photograph accompanying this of the Christmas concert.
Tribute to Triumph's Silent Service Heroes. Submariners past and present mustered in Newton Abbot last Sunday to remember those lost at sea, and in particular the crew of the Royal Navy wartime submarine HMS Triumph. The memorial service at St Paul's Church and subsequent wreath-laying was organised by the town's Royal British Legion branch, who adopted the current HMS Triumph, a Trafalgar-class nuclear-powered hunter-killer submarine, several years ago. HMS Triumph was laid down by Vickers at Barrow-in-Furness and launched in 1938. The boat was lost in transit in 1942 with a crew of 64, and its fate was unknown until the sunken boat was rediscovered in June last year. She was used for covert operations, such as landing agents in German-occupied areas, said Newton Abbot RBL's vice chairman Dave Carr. In December 1941, she undertook one such mission in which she successfully landed agents at Antiparos, Greece, on the December 30th. She failed to pick up the agents as scheduled on January the 9th and was lost probably to a collision with a mine. All 64 crew were lost. In June 2023, Greek researchers discovered the lost submarine in the Aegean Sea at a depth of 203 metres. She rests on the seabed of the open sea with an 8 degrees starboard list. The lowered periscopes and sealed hatches testify that the Triumph was in a deep dive during its last moments. The diving planes and rudder are in a straight position, indicating that it was at a steady depth. When we heard about news of the discovery, the committee pledged to honour those lost, continued Dave. This was especially apt as the present HMS Triumph, our adopted boat, was awarded the Freedom of Newton Abbot in 2019, a freedom they exercised last April with a parade with fixed bayonets through the town's streets. The well-attended service was taken by the Reverend Gareth Reagan and was attended by some of the crew of the current HMS Triumph, members of the Submariners Association, the Royal British Legion, with the county chair in attendance, as well as officers from Newton Abbot Branch, Royal Naval Association town councillors and other military associations were there. The service included readings by Lieutenant Peter Reynolds of HMS Triumph and Councillor Louise Cook. A brief history of the boat was given by Brian Hall of the Submariners Association, and prior to the last post being sounded, Ian Hurst read a roll call of those lost in the sinking. And following the church service, wreaths were laid at the Town War Memorial, led by a representative of HMS Triumph. And there are various photographs of men and women at the gathering in the town.
Council tax safety net to remain in place. Working age people in Tinbridge who need help with their council tax will continue to get support from the local council after members voted unanimously to keep a safety net in place. Tinbridge Council's executive committee pledged more than £840,000 to a council tax relief scheme for the coming year. That is just over 8% of the total cost, with the rest coming from Devon County Council and the police and fire services. The committee also agreed to increase the district's share of council tax by 2.99%, or around 11 pence per household per week. Deputy Council Leader Richard Keeling, Lib Dem Chudley, said, "The government has not given us enough this year to cover the cost of inflation, but we continue to deliver important services. We need to make some difficult decisions, including a small rise in council tax. Average Band D properties in Tinbridge currently pay £2,279.30 per year, with just 8% of that total, £190.71, going to the district council. The council says rising costs and falling income mean it has to increase bills to pay for core services such as waste and recycling, street cleaning, planning, licensing, car parking, environmental health, homelessness and election organisation." Councillor Keeling continued, "We are working hard to deliver quality council services against a backdrop of local government budget cuts and increased costs. Our core funding from government has reduced significantly. The council tax relief scheme provides households up to 100% off their bills. Tinbridge remains committed to helping our most financially vulnerable households," said Councillor Keeling. "Now is not the time to be cutting support, and we need to step up. This is a safety net that we strongly believe needs to be in place. Most councils are now coming round to that way of thinking. A final decision on budgets for the next financial year will be made in March. Local residents and businesses are encouraged to make comments in a survey on the council website, which runs until noon on Friday, February the 2nd.